With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Former President Donald Trump is back in a New York courtroom. In remarks before heading into the courtroom, Mr. Trump says he blames liberals for the protest at the college campuses.
These are radical left lunatics, and they got to be stopped now because it's going to go on, and it's going to get worse and worse. And, you know, they take over countries, okay? And we're not letting them take over the USA. We're not letting the radical left morons take over this country.
Meanwhile, prosecutors in the criminal trial are seeking additional sanctions over his out-of-court comments as testimony will resume. Hamas says it is considering the latest proposal for a ceasefire with Israel that the United States and other mediators hope will avert an Israeli attack on the Gaza town of Rafah. The chances for the deal are entangled with the question of whether Israel can accept an end to the war without reaching its stated goal of destroying Hamas. Also at SRNNews.com, the number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits was unchanged last week.
The Labor Department reports unemployment claims for the week ending April 27th were 208,000, the same as the previous week. That's the fewest since mid-February. In total, 1.77 million Americans were collecting jobless benefits during the week that ended April 20th. That's also the same as the previous week.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Weekly unemployment claims are considered a proxy for the number of U.S. layoffs in a given week. On Wall Street, U.S. stocks drifting higher in the run-up to a couple of influential reports this week. Friday's monthly update on the job market will likely pack a big punch. The Dow had 155 points, now the NASDAQ adding 114. This is SRN News. Christians are being persecuted in Mexico.
About 150 Baptists in Hidalgo have seen their homes vandalized, their utilities cut off, and their freedom of movement restricted by local officials. In Mexico, local indigenous communities are allowed to police themselves, and most of those communities are pagan. They don't like Christians that are trying to drive them out of the area. The Mexican Constitution guarantees freedom of religion, but without enforcement, that guarantee is meaningless. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Florida's ban on most abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy now in effect. It bars abortions from the time an unborn baby's heartbeat can be detected, about 6 weeks into pregnancy. The new ban has an exception for saving a woman's life, as well as in cases involving rape and incest. Pro-abortion forces are pinning their hopes on an amendment that would enshrine abortion in Florida's Constitution. This is SRN News. A bipartisan group of senators wants to rein in use of facial recognition technology by the Transportation Security Administration.
They're concerned about travelers' privacy and civil liberties. 14 lawmakers are calling on Senate leaders to use the upcoming reauthorization of the FAA to limit the use of the technology so Congress can put some oversight in place. TSA has been rolling out the technology at select airports in a pilot program. The agency says the system improves accuracy of identity verification without slowing checkpoints, and passengers can opt out. Rich Thomason reporting.
A European court has upheld Italy's right to seize a prized Greek statue from the J. Paul Getty Museum in California, ruling that Italy was justified in trying to reclaim an important part of its cultural heritage and rejecting the museum's appeal. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.